Please be seated. So this last Sunday, I went to church, and my pastor preached upon this very text. But before he actually gave the sermon, he was going to show a video clip. And he was going to show a video clip of what's called the marshmallow experiment. Now, some of you may have seen this before. You can just Google it, YouTube it, you can see it there. And it's pretty entertaining to watch this, how this plays out. But this is, for those of you who don't know, this is how it works. Is they did this experiment, they were trying to determine if people could delay gratification. So they went to this place where they had lots of kids, ages 4 to 6. They brought a child into the room. And there's a table there and a chair. They have the child sit there, and the adult would come in with a marshmallow and put the marshmallow in front of the child and say, now, you can eat this marshmallow right now, or you can wait until I come back into the room, and I'll give you another marshmallow if you don't eat this one, okay? And sometimes the adult would be gone for like 15 minutes. And for us, we might think, oh, that's not very long. We could, but for a kid, 15 minutes is forever. So here at church, this was a special Sunday because we had lots and lots of family and lots of kids in church this last Sunday. We had the fourth graders from the school singing. We had the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts there who were all dressed up and being honored. And we even had the youth bell choir who was also playing in church. So we had lots of families and lots of kids, especially in this particular service, just because there were so many things going on. And so I had, where I was sitting, I had kids all around me, had kids behind me, you know, doing the typical kid kind of thing. So the lights dim in the church. And this video clip is going to be shown to demonstrate this marshmallow experiment. And so you have the adult coming into the room with the child, and they put the marshmallow in front of them, and we're all watching this on the video clip, and tells the child, now you can eat this marshmallow now, or if you wait until I come back, then I will give you a second marshmallow if you haven't eaten the first one. And the adult leaves the room. Now, this is where the fun begins. The child will sit there. One child is sitting there and looking at the marshmallow, his hands around it, like he wants to pick it up, but he knows that he shouldn't pick it up. Another one takes the marshmallow and smells it. Many of them smell it. Oh, it smells so good, one said. It just smells really good. And we watched as other children were picking up the marshmallow and squeezing it and touching it and rolling their hands. And all of a sudden, from behind me, I hear a child's voice, similar to the age of the children who are in the video clip, say very loudly, "Just do it! Eat it!" And of course, the adults around are just giggling and laughing at this because this is just hilarious, you know. And we continue to watch as these children are traumatized by whether or not they should eat the marshmallow or not eat the marshmallow, because 15 minutes is a very long time. And as we continue to watch this, now some of his siblings get on the bandwagon and you hear a chorus of people, "Just do it! Eat it!" So, you know, there's a verse in Matthew, Jesus says, from the mouths of children, you have ordained praise. But on this Sunday, from the mouths of children, it was the devil who was speaking. Just do it. Eat it. When the temptation is there, there's no one saying, I mean, it's not like, hey, wait, you can do this, you know, support for it. No, just go ahead, because that's what they would have wanted to do, is just to eat it. And actually, some of them did eat it, and they couldn't wait for the adult to come in to be able to get another marshmallow. When something is put before you, and that temptation is there, when you have someone encouraging you simply just to do it, to eat it. So the tree of knowledge, good, evil is put there in the garden, and God says, don't eat of it. And the devil says, just do it. eat it. The Israelites go into the promised land. You have all these false gods that are there, gods that have nothing to do with the one true God. And God tells them not to get involved with all those things. But the devil is there and saying, just do it. Fall down. Worship those other gods. Sarah puts Hagar in front of Abram and says, just do it. And God's saying, no, that's not how this is supposed to be done. That was not part of the promise. But the devil is there and speaking and saying, go ahead, test the Lord and see. What is being put in front of you? What is it that you're tempted by, that you want to do, that you want to participate in, that you desire, that you want so badly, but you know that it is sinful, you know that God says that you shouldn't be doing it, and it's not going according to God's will if you do this, but there's that thing right in front of you, and you're being tempted by it, and the devil is saying, just do it. Why are you waiting around? And of course, the world isn't helping around us either, because the world is also encouraging us to do that thing that is sinful and against God's will. And then there's our own human flesh that is so weak. Well, if I just do it this one time, or no one has to know that I did it, and then we can fall into that temptation, whatever that temptation may be. So Jesus is brought into the wilderness, and he is tempted. And the devil is there, tempting him to do things. Take these stones, turn it to bread, and just eat it. Go ahead. Why don't you fall down and worship me, the devil says. You can have all this stuff. Just fall down and worship me. Put yourself on the temple, fall from it, and you know, test and see the Lord. See what the Lord will do. Go ahead and test and see what will take place and what will happen. In Hebrews chapter 4, beginning at verse 15, it says this. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. When we are tempted, for whatever's sitting in front of us that's sinful and against God's will, we trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we hear him say to us to pray. And he has taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. And what does this mean? Well, the Catechism says this. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other great shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. You see, Jesus was victorious on our behalf. He was tempted, he suffered, he died, was buried, and then he was resurrected. And because of what he has done and the victory that he has won, we have life and salvation in his name. No matter what the temptations may be that we struggle and we wrestle with, we can trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be there to help, to support, and encourage us and to assist us. And then if we fall into that temptation, to forgive us and restore us back into God's grace. I want to end the sermon today with the prayer that accompanies this petition, lead us not into temptation, that's in the Catechism. You please pray with me. Heavenly Father, guard and keep us from the assaults of the devil, the deception of the world, and the desires of our sinful nature. Protect us that we may not be deceived or misled by lies about you, be overcome by despair of your mercy, or be seduced into a way of life that leads only to death. Shield us by your grace and strengthen us by your word and spirit, that we may withstand every attack and finally win the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.